Well, it was a great night for Jessie Buckley. The Killarney woman won a Golden Globe for Best Actress in a Drama for her role in Hamnet as Agnes Hathaway, wife of William Shakespeare, whose 11-year-old son died from the plague. Here is some of her acceptance speech.
It was such an extraordinary set to be part of because, you know, we were telling the story of probably the most famous Brit that ever lived, and we had a Chinese director, a lot of Irish, a mostly Polish crew and beside our British family.
Well, let's go live to Killarney now and our reporter Barry Gallagher, who's there. Barry, there must be great pride for Jessie's achievements.
Good morning, Audrey. And yes, even on a damp Monday morning here in Killarney, obviously a far cry from Los Angeles. There's already actually a spring in the step of locals here this morning following Jessie Buckley's historic overnight win. Now, that sense of pride, it is well earned because long before Hamnet, long before Hollywood, and long before her breakout appearance on the BBC talent show I Do Anything, Jessie Buckley actually performed on local stages here in Killarney for many years. She appeared in productions at venues like the admittedly stunning Glen Eagle Arena, where I'm currently standing right now. And that's kind of where she really kind of cultivated her love for the arts, really as a member of the Killarney Musical Society and the Glen Eagle Concert Band. Now, of course, her career took her far from Killarney to the West End and onto the international film and television scene, of course, earning a BAFTA nomination for Wild Rose, an Academy Award nomination for The Lost Daughter, and now, of course, a Golden Globe win for Hamnet. And for those who actually saw Jessie begin her journey here in Killarney, and there was quite a few I spoke to today and yesterday, and blossom into that critically acclaimed star across TV, film and stage, a massively successful West End career, I might add. Her overnight achievement is being felt very, very, very personally, and I spoke to some locals earlier this morning.
Fair play to her, great achievement, and for the family and everything. I'm delighted for her.
And it seems like chatting to people that she was very talented from a young age and the family had a big presence in the town. I suppose, you know, is it a proud day in that sense as well?
Oh my God, especially for young people coming up now, at least now they've someone to a role model to follow and they can achieve their big dreams.
Her family would be very well known and she'd be known well known herself, yeah. And she was very well liked, yeah, before she went off to the acting career, yeah. They're lovely people, you know, and I'm delighted for her, like, you know.
There's a great sense of pride among all of us now, and to have our town represented on that global stage is just really amazing, and to see the hard work paid off, so congratulations to her.
Oh, it's great for the town, it's great for herself. The first thing we checked, we were just talking to Ethna, I think, this morning, the first thing both of us checked was how did she get on overnight, and we're delighted to hear that she won, and her local family, lovely people, and more luck to her.
And yourself?
We're thrilled for her. It's a fantastic achievement, and thrilled for her family. It's great for the town, and good luck to her.
We're all delighted. I suppose we saw Jessie here for the first time back when she was performing with the Killarney Musical Society, and we're so delighted for her beautiful mom and father and her siblings. It's a great day for her family in particular, but obviously I think everybody in Killarney is delighted for her as well.
Yeah, that sense of community spirit is very much reflected by my guest this morning here at the Glen Eagle, Brendan Fuller, Radio Kerry presenter, and Jessie Buckley's cousin, Aunt Fiona Crowley, founder of the Fiona Crowley Stage School here in Killarney. Now, Brendan, I'll start with you. Now, we spoke yesterday at the Arbutus Hotel and the Connected Buckley Bar, run by the Buckley family for the past 100 years. And the sense of pride among staff, among visitors, among the family, it was really, really refreshing to see. You must be feeling very happy today.
Look, I mean, we're here now at, 8:15, stayed up till the wee hours last night, till about 4 o'clock in the morning, and just still pinching myself, where the town is pinching itself today, because I suppose her talent is connecting and moving and inspiring people all over the world, but she's done that to Killarney Town since 2008, or whenever she was on BBC on that show, and we've all been on the journey, you know. I mean, I'm her first cousin, so obviously I've had a very close, journey along with it. But just seeing that talent that she has to pretend to be other people, and she does that so amazingly well. But as her family member, it's incredible to see that she's even better at being herself through it all, through the Golden Globe nominations, through the Golden Globe wins. She goes up and gives an amazing speech and has that lovely, genuine laugh that's so rare to be heard on a Hollywood stage. But she's just incredible. We're just so proud of her. And it's funny, when she was on the Graham Norton show, there was a home video where myself, my brother Pat, and her brother Killian are baiting each other around in the background, and they were jumping over couches, and she's doing this really professional Irish dancing routine. So it was clear and obvious to see, now that you look back, that she was the diamond in the rough. You know, I mean, we were all baiting each other around the place, and she had her eye on the goal at the end. But look, we're just so incredibly proud, and I think the whole town is as well, you know.
Fiona, we talked there about Jessie's journey. You've been a part of that journey, I suppose, from the start. I suppose, can you talk us through that a little bit and why this is so special for you?
Yeah, so like Brendan, we're just absolutely thrilled here this morning. We're whooping from the early hours, just, you know, so delighted for Jessie. So Jessie was part of our stage school family, and we were very proud to have her. And her siblings all came to the Fiona Crowley Stage School, and she worked with us for a little while. And even at that time, as Brendan said, you could see she stood out amongst people. She had such a grace and humility always towards children, which was paramount for us in the business. But even now, when you see her in the Golden Globes, you know, she stands among those titans in the industry, and she holds her own. But when she got involved in Killarney Musical Society, which is a magnificent society here in Killarney, in the performance of Carousel, she actually won an award for that through Ames as well, for being best actress. And she then got her break going to the Graham Norton show for I Do Anything. And I had the privilege, actually, of going to the BBC studios with her for those productions, and got to see how it all unfolded, and to see really, again, how she held herself amongst that. She was only 17. We must remember that. You know, she was a child, wasn't even legally able to vote at that stage. And yet she was flying the flag for Ireland there. She was flying the flag for her family, as Brendan said. She flew the flag for us in the stage school. And, you know, in Killarney, we're just so proud of her. And then for her to come out of that and really go and retrain herself, because that's what she did. She could have taken the easy option and gone and maybe done a bit of West End. But she didn't. She went and she retrained herself. And to see now where that has really brought her is incredible. But under it all, there is that humility and grace. And I would comment on her speech last night. The person that she thanked was somebody who made soup on set. I mean, who does that on a night of a Golden Globes when you have a million people to thank? And yet there was Jessie thinking about the person who fed her probably every day. So that, again, is just testament to the wonderful person that she is.
A great picture painted there from the 2 years. Fiona Brennan, thank you so much for joining us. It's back to studio.
Barry, thank you very much indeed. Barry Gallagher there in Killarney. And RTE2 will air the highlights programme of the Golden Globes ceremony tonight. It starts at 9 o'clock with the red carpet show. That will be followed by the awards ceremony itself at 9:30. So tune in for that if you wish. 8:21.